Another song that you heard first right here on member-supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. That was Dominique Pruitt. That's your name. And she's in studio right now. How are things?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. That song was called To Win Your Love. And frankly, I know very little about you, my friend, but we'll learn more as the afternoon progresses, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who did you bring?
I brought Travis Daggett, my wonderful guitar player, an accompaniment for today.
Hi, Travis. How are things?
Acoustic.
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Right on. Yeah. Can't complain. Beautiful day in Southern California.
Gorgeous. Right. Gorgeous studio you have here.
Dominique Pruitt. Originally, you're from where?
Well, the Valley, Agoura Hills, California, just a little outside of the Valley, the San Fernando Valley.
So right on.
I'm kind of a Southern California girl.
Yeah, you are.
My whole life.
I went to Chatsworth High, so
right.
Just a stone's
not far.
Throw. From where you grew up. So what am I holding in my hand right now? Because it just got floated to me by somebody. I have no idea who, probably some mutual friends.
Yes.
And how many tracks are on here? There's 5 tracks. And this EP is damn good. Is it available?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Again, we just played the title track from the EP.
It's true.
It's called To Win Your Love. And is this available to the general public quite yet?
The To Win Your Love EP is not yet, but stay tuned. It should be out there very soon to get your hot little hands on. And soon. That's all I can say.
And right. And you are a truly independent artist. Is this your first go-round as a solo artist?
This is totally my first go-round, yeah.
Really? How did you get into music in the first place? When did it click in your head that you actually wanted to write and record and do this musician thing?
Well, my parents...
You're doing it, and you're doing it well so far.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope so. I'm loving it, so it works for me. But both my parents are musicians, and so I grew up in that world and with all the family friends were musicians, and I kind of knew nothing else. So it was ingrained in me, and I always loved to sing, and probably when I was about 18, I wanted to start doing some demos. And
right.
And then when I got older, I really was like, okay, I really need to get my butt in gear. And so in the last few years, I've just gotten it together, and this is what's happening.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good.
A small record label out of the East Coast actually took notice. And
Morovi
now
Records.
Right. And
yeah.
Now you're, I'm sorry, who is it?
Just so Morovi Records.
There you go. Just so we can say hi to them. And I think so far, this music has probably been pretty well received. Do you have a favorite spot to play up in Los Angeles?
Oh, that's a tough one. We played the Spare Room at the Roosevelt, which was very intimate, but it was really cool. And there's bowling alleys, and I love to bowl. I'm like totally kitschy like
cool.
that. But that was really cool.
And were people stoked on your set?
Yeah, we've gotten a really good response so far. So just more shows around LA for now.
Right on. Actually, there is an interesting story. You touched on the fact that you grew up around parents who were musicians. The song we just played, the title track, who was that written by?
To Win Your Love was written by my dad, Larry Brown, and his friend, Pierre Munch. And that was written, I think, in like 82 or something, way before I was born.
Amazing.
And it was about my mother. My dad wrote it for my mother. And then
Did he ever record it or anything?
He did record it. And
oh,
my mom
goodness.
Was the original singer
of
it.
I'd love to hear the original version.
Yes.
Sometimes we play songs back to back or two for Tuesday, whatever you want to
do.
Like it's Soft Cell's Tainted Love and the original Gloria Jones Tainted Love. And if we could find a cover and an original or whatever, we'll rip
totally.
Into that from time to time.
I just posted on my Facebook on Monday, actually, is my mom's version of it. So
oh, cool.
It's very synth pop.
Again, Dominique Pruitt in studio on Member Supported KX93.5. You do have a presence online, and where could people find your stuff?
You can look up my website, which is DominiquePruitt.com, or you can go to my Facebook, and it's Facebook.com/DominiquePruittMusic.
Right on. Earlier today, I saw a rad video that you have on your website, and it looks great. It's for
Thank
that
you.
Particular song, wasn't it?
Yes, To Win Your Love.
My intern was hanging out with me, and upon first glance, he said, "She looks like the surf rock psychedelic version of Katy Perry." And I said, "Wait a second, let's not be so quick to judge." But we kid because we care,
hey.
Dominique.
Well, she's kind of hot, so that's cool.
Absolutely.
That works.
And pretty talented.
Yeah.
But we like what you're doing so far. And again, if there's anything you ever want to test out on the public as far as music or anything to promote, you know, that's why we're here. My whole thing is there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do for artists, you know, coming up. You did bring a guitar. Well, you didn't.
Yes, Travis did.
Travis did. Is that your go-to acoustic, my friend? That's
yes.
a pretty guitar.
Well, thank you. It's actually the first guitar I ever had. It's
no kidding.
Yeah, a Martin D41. And my mother was absolutely insane because for my first guitar, she bought a $4,000 guitar.
That's insane.
But she believed in me, and I guess it worked. That was like 7 years ago.
Good for you, man. What sort of musical projects you be working on before you actually met Dominique?
You know, just kind of thumbing around. I didn't really have an album or anything, but then I actually found Dominique on Craigslist.
Yeah.
No way. You took to Craigslist to find a band.
Hey.
Yeah.
I found a lot of good things
on
Craigslist.
And are you on this record as well?
I'm not on the record. Uh-huh. I came on after the record was pretty much finished.
Well, let's hear a song off the record, and then I have more songs.
Sure.
Or more questions.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I don't know how to talk. So difficult, you guys. So we just heard track one, and it was called To Win Your Love. And I think it's really up to you guys. What do you want to unleash on the public right now, Dominique Pruitt?
Let's do He's Got It Bad.
All right, He's Got It Bad. That is track two off the brand new EP. Not quite available to the public yet, but when it is available, we will certainly let you know. We're going to fire up the old CD player in the studio on member-supported radio. Then more from our Pearl Street studios in just a second with Dominique Pruitt on member-supported radio.
She said, I think your heart is gonna pound when I tell you what I found. Make sure that you're sitting down for what I have to say. My prediction is he will be your destiny. A top dog stranger is falling for you hopelessly. You don't even need a crystal ball. Got it bad. I didn't know what to make of this. I didn't know what I should do. So I told my best gal all about it. Said this must sound crazy to you, but it's true. She said, you must be doing something right. Why would you put up a fight? Anyway, it's Friday night, so let's go hit the town. My prediction is he will be your destiny. A tall, dark stranger is falling for you hopelessly. You don't even need a crystal ball to see, so don't be sad. I didn't know just where or when the moment I was waiting for would be. I couldn't see, but then I opened up my eyes and saw him standing in the shadows. There he was, just looking back at me. The prediction was he would be my destiny. The tall, dark stranger has fallen for me hopelessly. I don't even need a crystal ball to see, and I ain't mad. He's got it bad.
Guys, that is a damn good song. That's called, what, He's Got It Bad, right? Track two off the EP. It is so damn good. I should probably fade it down a little bit before we play the entire EP.
Yes.
Dominique Pruitt in studio, member-supported radio, KX93.5. I take it back what I said about Katy Perry before. You sound more like a surf rock psychedelic June Carter Cash.
Oh, thank you.
Right, will you accept that?
I totally accept.
All right.
That.
It's hard to like pigeonhole people or whatever, or even describe music or music genres.
Yeah.
When you talk to people at a random coffee shop and Agora Hills or Los Angeles or wherever you're hanging out at, and they ask you, what type of music do you play? Oh, you're a musician? What type of music? What do you say?
I say it's retro 60s West Coast pop. Wow. I mean, that's really summing it up, because I think some of the songs sound a little more country, have a little more of that old twang, and some have a little of that old-fashioned rockabilly. Then some are really like Wall of Sound, Phil Spector pop. But sure. I say 60s West Coast pop kind of sums it up.
I love all of those things you just mentioned.
Well, thank you. Right? Me too.
Right? it's produced brilliantly. Who had a hand in making this thing?
The wonderful... almighty Dave Darling. He's a longtime producer of Brian Setzer and Stray Cats and plethoras of other wonderful musicians. I was so honored to work with him, and he's now a great friend and mentor. And
great.
He kicked the butt of this record, and it was awesome. It was an awesome experience.
So you came into the studio to record this thing, and you were just all ears. I'm sure it was a learning experience.
Oh, it was amazing. And the studio is like so fun for me. It's like a playground. So It was real fun.
That's great. How much of it was tweaked in the studio?
We actually tried to keep recording that to a super minimum, because I personally would have loved to have recorded analog, because I'm a fan of all that old stuff. But, you know, we really tried to keep it to a minimum with the tweaking of the vocals. I wanted it to be really pure, and I just wanted to try and get it kind of raw. So
cool. Well, so far so good from what we've heard. Again, Dominique Pruitt in studio on KX93.5. First of all, our studios are rad, right, you guys?
Rad, with a view of the ocean on a gorgeous day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're taking pictures. We're Instagramming them all over the place from our Pearl Street studios. But yeah, I've worked for Clear Channel, CBS Radio, some huge corporate entities. And, you know, they're bigger in major markets or whatever. But this studio is like the best radio studio I've ever seen. So you're invited.
It's pretty epic.
You're invited to come through anytime.
Thank you
very much. I didn't build it. I just talk here. So again, you're nice enough to bring a guitar, and we did more or less some vocal warm-ups.
Yeah.
Can I be selfish and ask you guys to perform right in front of my face right now?
Of course. We would love to.
What'd you guys want to rip into first?
We're going to do that one, actually. He's Got It Bad. First.
All right, very cool. Dominique Pruitt in studio, member-supported radio. This version is a KX93.5 exclusive, and we'll let everybody drink water and move microphones around, whatever you need to do, and whenever you guys are ready.
Go for it. Someone told me about a gypsy woman, said she could get inside my head. I went down to the spooky side of town so I could have my fortune read. And she said, I think your heart is gonna pound when I tell you what I found. Make sure that you're sitting down for what I have to say. My prediction is he will be your destiny. A tall, dark stranger is falling for you hopelessly. You don't even need a crystal ball to see, so don't be sad. He's got it bad. I didn't know what to make of this. I didn't know what I should do. So I told my best gal all about it. Said this must sound crazy to you, but it's true. She said, you must be doing something right. Why would you put up a fight? Anyway, it's Friday night, so let's go hit the town. My prediction is he will be your destiny. A tall, dark stranger is falling for you hopelessly. You don't even need a crystal ball to see, so don't be sad. He's got it bad. I didn't know just where or when the moment I was waiting for would be. I couldn't see. But then I opened up my eyes and saw him standing in the shadows. There he was, just looking back at me. The prediction was he would be my destiny. That tall, dark stranger is falling for me hopelessly. I don't even need a crystal ball to see, and I ain't mad, 'cause he's got it bad. He's got it bad.
Tall, dark stranger.
He's got it real bad. Oh, he's got it bad.
Yeah, you guys, that was freaking awesome. Wait, hold on, I'm not ready because I'm posting a picture I just took of you on Instagram right now.
I was trying
now.
To pose while singing.
I know. Sorry,
I'm
didn't
doing
mean
my
to,
best behind the giant mic.
Didn't mean to be a distraction there. That is Dominique Pruitt in studio, member supported KX93.5. That was awesome, you guys, and that was the radio debut.
That was, yes. This is my first on-air radio debut.
Hopefully more to come. Again, when it's all said and done, and you know, you put your new record out, your debut record, right?
Yeah.
And the CD release and the whole nine, and you actually do plan on going on the road. Hopefully there will be a radio tour, and you do many more of these things in the future. Is that the plan? Is that what you would like to do? God willing, maybe tour the country?
I mean, anything that comes, you know, I'd love to tour. Performing is obviously right up there with the favorite things to do in the music realm. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love a tour. I'm just kind of taking it all in stride, and we'll kind of see what the summer holds.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. That song is great for the summertime. Not just that version, but the fully produced version on the record now. Yeah, I think it's palatable. And I think a lot of people who dig on many different genres of music would definitely dig on that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let me ask the tough questions now, like
hit
inside
me.
The actor's studio type of thing. What, in fact, is your real hair color?
A lady never tells.
I'm just going to say.
I'm just kidding. It's brown, but.
Oh, really?
You know, I haven't seen it in a long time. I really like being a redhead.
Yeah, that is bright red, and you rock it, and you rock it well, my friend.
Thank you.
What about you? No, just kidding. Yeah, that was a weird question. If you were ever fortunate to have Katy Perry open up for you at the Hollywood Bowl, what would be in your tour rider?
Oh, pineapples. I'm the self-proclaimed pineapple princess. So pineapple, yeah, I have a pineapple necklace. Yes.
Oh, no, oh my goodness. You do have a pineapple. No, that's not what I was pointing to, my throat. And I think a lot of people who have come in here, they say pineapple juice might be good for your vocal cords. Huh. Have you ever heard that?
I've always heard that like citrusy things with acid are not
very good.
But
yeah.
Hey,
I
still love pineapples. So pineapples would be on my rider and.
Sure.
That's tough. Let's say just pineapples for now. A room filled with pineapples.
All right, so
I'll
fair enough.
It with that.
So hopefully one of these days that will certainly be the case. What's one record that you cannot live without? You always need the physical copy of, you know, if homie Travis comes by and wants to borrow it, you'll never give it to him because you know you're never going to see it, and you always need that physical copy. What's that one record for you?
Patsy Cline, like all of my Patsy Cline records. I mean, I could say this about a lot, but the first thing that comes to mind is my Patsy Cline. I just, you know, it's on repeat all the time.
When did you begin to really get into that?
Well, my parents always listened to that. So I think, I mean, I've heard it my whole life, but I personally really fell for her probably when I was about 20 years old. Yeah. Wanda Jackson, Patsy Cline, all that stuff. So...
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you go on your own musical fact-finding mission and you Google stuff and you find artists that from the past that you've never known and, you know.
Totally.
Right.
And listening to the different, you know, online radios where they suggest things for you and of discovering old, new artists to me.
Well, now you could listen to KX93.5 because we are all about new music discovery. Again, sooner or later down the line, we got to book a venue for you, maybe put you down on the beach and shoot
Absolutely.
Some cool videos as well. So I can get another song out of you guys, can I?
Definitely.
All right. Well, would you wanna play now, you guys?
We're gonna slow it down a little for you.
Fair enough.
A little moody here.
Fair enough. Give us the VH1 Storytellers type of moment. Is there a story behind this song?
A little bit. Yeah, I was literally sick of waiting for someone who was kind of stringing me along. More of a associate than a love. But I just said one day, I was like, I'm not gonna hold my breath anymore for this person, and then. That day, I sat with my dad and wrote this song, and David Morgan, who also co-wrote it, one of my wonderful co-writers.
Amazing.
And Won't Hold My Breath came out, and I'm very proud of this one. It's the only ballad on the album, but
cool.
I love it.
It is Dominique Pruitt in studio. Excuse me. Very professional to clear your voice on the air. Member-supported radio whenever you guys are ready.
I'm weary of waiting, sitting here on my own. I'm so tired of being so tired of being alone. I'm tired of making the same old mistake. You break the promise, you promise you'd never break. Your words, they can't reach me, they just hang in the air. They don't mean a thing, they're just ghosts of what never was there. So I won't hold my breath, just waiting for you. Waiting for dreams that I know won't ever come through. I gotta let go, that's all I can do. I'm sick half to death, and I can't hold my breath, waiting for you to come true. I'm weary of wanting, well, this just drags on. I'm tired of going, I think that it's time to be gone. You play the same music to keep me around. But I can't keep dancing, I finally need to sit down. And the words that you're saying, they carry no weight. They once meant everything, now they're just all out of date. Wishing and dreaming, or kicking and screaming, won't get me where I want to go. The lies you've been telling aren't holding up well, and it's time to admit that I know. So I won't hold my breath, just waiting for you. Waiting for dreams that I know won't ever come through. I gotta let go, that's all I can do. I'm sick half to death, and I can't hold my breath, waiting for you to come true. I'm sick half to death, and I can't hold my breath, waiting for you to come true.
Very cool. Again, one of the only ballads that you could get out of Dominique Pruitt, right?
Just for now. I was trying to have fun with the album, keep it peppy.
Right.
So that was the only sad moment.
No, that song is great, and
you
could wail on the vocals,
well,
man. Are you? Did you go to school for music?
I didn't. I was actually like kind of terrified to sing for my parents. I guess I was intimidated, so I never really studied. But I just always loved to do it, and then I took some vocal lessons as a young adult.
You think that helped a little bit too?
A little bit, yeah. Mm. I mean, I took a handful, but not too many. I just practiced on my own.
That's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Well, what was
homegrown.
That?
Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Homegrown. And you, and yourself, are you a self-taught guy as well?
Yeah. Yep. Completely self-taught. I had guitar class in high school, like for 1 year.
Wow.
And then I grew up actually singing in church.
There you go.
That's how I learned.
People start off that way, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. You know, every week, you know, up there playing some guitar and singing.
Mm.
So it teaches you a lot.
Yeah. Again, member-supported radio, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You could be a member of this nonprofit radio station. Go to KX935.com. All the information is there. You could donate to the radio station. We are a nonprofit, so it is a tax write-off. If you are a new listener and a fan of Donna Monique Pruitt, thank you so much for paying attention to our little station. Anybody else to say hi to in Radio Land?
Jeffrey Nauman and Dave at Uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Helping me out with all this.
Very cool.
Yeah, and my label and friends and family and my dogs. They're not listening.
How many dogs do you have?
I have two. Sailor and Polly, the loves of my life.
What kind of dogs are they?
They're little rescue mutt things. I don't know. They're just like long and low riders.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you're not working or writing music or whatever?
I like to vintage shop. I really love flea markets. I'm a total sucker for a treasure hunt. And traveling. I love to travel. I love a good road trip and listening to music and cooking and just chilling, enjoying life.
It's freaking awesome.
SoCal lifestyle, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dominique Pruitt, you got a presence online, an independent artist, and you are doing it just right. You're doing everything correct.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Again,
Thank you. People could
tweet at you. How do they find... Someone just tweeted at us that they're listening.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. Yeah, my Twitter's Alfonso.
Do you know who that is?
Oh, yes, I know Alfonso. My friend. I'm glad he's listening. Yeah.
If it's
the one I'm thinking of.
Probably so.
Yes.
He's probably stoked that we just mentioned
him. Oh, awesome.
Him.
Love it. Yeah, and I have an Instagram. That's Tiki Dominique. But you can find it all through my website. DominiquePruitt.com has the links to every possible form of social media you'd ever want to follow me on.
Cool.
I have it all.
Before we rip into a new, you do have it all. Before we rip into another song in studio here, live from our Pearl Street studios, who shot the video that I watched earlier and who took the photos for this EP that I'm holding?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have Built-In Paparazzi. My husband shot everything, the video, and he did a wonderful job.
You said it was kind of a crash course on the editing software.
Yeah, and you know, I think he did a really impressive job, and a lot of people commended his work. But yeah, he's a photographer, but he shot the Twin Your Love video.
Rad.
And did a kick-ass job.
Cool.
Go Ron.
Anything to tell the general public or say to the public who might not be familiar with your music quite yet?
Just stay tuned and, you know, keep listening, because every song kind of has its own vibe. You know, it's all kind of retro, but through the different genres, a little of this, a little bit of that, and hopefully something for everyone.
Cool.
Or everything for everyone.
It's cool to be on the ground floor of something, and this thing is so super new. I feel like it's just burbling, and it's going to blow up very, very soon. So you got to keep us in the loop, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're always invited, both of you twos. Always invited to our radio station to do fun radio stuff.
Sweet.
So what do you want to play now?
We're going to play To Win Your Love.
Awesome.
Of course.
I've been looking forward to this all afternoon. Yeah. Really, it's an amazing treat for me. It's like a revolving door of an amazing artist here in Laguna Beach. And when you guys are, like I said, a treat for me. I'm not a good talker.
You're a wonderful talker.
Not a good talker, but they let me do it every day. Dominique Pruitt in studio, whenever you guys are ready. Member supported, KX93.5.
That I would not do to get up. up next to you. One way or another, I am gonna make you love me too. If you listen to the words I say, I think you're gonna see. 'Cause if you have a heart, I will not stop till it belongs to me. 'Cause everything I say is to win your love. I live every day to win your love. When I get my way, I'm gonna make love to you. Every song I sing is to win your love. I do anything to win your love. Every kiss you bring says I'm more in love with you. I'm gonna win your, I'm gonna win your. In my heart of hearts, I know I'll always love you desperately. And in my dreams, you are the lover, lying there as one with me. I know you don't realize how much you really love me too. So open up your eyes and see that you'll be mine before I'm through. 'Cause everything I say is to win your love. I live every day to win your love. When I get my way, I'm gonna make love to you. Every song I sing is to win your love. I do anything to win your love. Every kiss you bring says I'm more in love with you. I'm gonna win your, I'm gonna win your love.
Awesome. That's an exclusive, you know, never performed on the radio before and done brilliantly acoustically, Dominique Pruitt and Travis. It was Travis, correct?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm so bad
that
sometimes.
Okay.
member-supported radio, that is so freaking good. To Win Your Love
Thank
is the
you.
EP that I am holding in my hand right now and available to the general public. Well, hopefully soon.
Yes, very soon.
You'll have to let us know.
Yeah, have to stay tuned. Watch Facebook, the website.
Is the EP going to be issued or is it going to be a full length coming up?
That's all up in the air
right
now.
It's all up in the air.
You're just going to have to wait and see. I'm full of surprises.
All right. Well, you're very personable and super fun, and you never know what you're going to get when artists come in. Sometimes they don't like to talk at all. But you are, again.
I like to talk.
Yeah, you do. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything to touch on before we kind of keep it moving and let you enjoy the rest of the afternoon?
Just stay tuned. And if you're in the LA area or, you know, we played Long Beach a few times and hopefully further south we will. But come to a show. Come hang out. We're fun live.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are fun live. I just got a dose of that right in front of my face.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for being here, Travis.
Thanks for having us.
Again,
Travis.
The audio will be posted online. Everybody
awesome.
Could share it pretty soon. Thanks for supporting independent Woo-hoo. Radio. If it comes between you, or rather, if it comes between us and the Clear Channel Fat Cats, hopefully you'll pick us.
Awesome.
KX 93.5. This Friday, our radio.